إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. After thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking his blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam and his benediction, we continue with our book Sharh Sunnah by Al-Imam Abu Ibrahim Al-Mughani rahimahullah. The Imam said in the next point, he said, ثُمَّ خَلَقَ لِلْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ أَهْلًا فَهُمْ بِأَعْمَالِهَا بِمَشِيئَتِهِ آمِلُونَ وَبِقُدْرَتِهِ وَبِإِرَادَتِهِ يَنْفُذُونَ وَخَلَقَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ لِلنَّارِ أَهْلًا فَخَلَقَ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنًا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وآذانا لا يسمعون بها وقلوبا لا يفقهون بها فهم بذلك عن الهدى محجوبون وبأعمال أهل النار بسابق قدره يعملون. ثم خلق للجنة من ذريته أهلا فهم بأعمالها بمشيئته عاملون وبقدرته وبإرادته ينفذون وخلق من ذريته للنار أهلا فخلق لهم أعينا لا يبصرون بها وآذانا لا يسمعون بها وقلوبا لا يفقهون بها فهم بذلك عن الهدى محجوبون وبأعمال أهل النار بسابق قدره يعملون. الإمام المزني رحمه الله, after discussing about Adam عليه السلام and his coming to the earth, he went on to discuss our stay on the earth and then return to Jannah or to Nah. May Allah protect us. After talking about Malaika and then Adam's creation alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam was created to come to the surface of the earth. After that, he mentioned something connected to our stay on the earth and then our return to him, returning to Al-Jannah or returning to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So he said, rahimahullah, ثم خلق للجنة من ذريته أهلا ثم خلق للجنة من ذريته أهلا. From the Zuriya, from the offspring, from the descendants of Adam عليه السلام, خلق للجنة. He created some people that their end will be in Al-Jannah. From amongst the children of Adam alayhi salam, from generation to generation, some of them will end up in Jannah. May Allah count us amongst them. So that lamb that we described, we said when he said, وَقَبْلَ ذَلِكَ لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ, Allah had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that his living will be on the earth. لِلْأَرْضِ خَلَقَهُ يعني يَنْتَهِي إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْغَايَة. So this لام is لام الانتهاء الغاية, where somebody will end up. Like he said in the Quran in Zalzala, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى إليها. Said أوحى لها. The wahy of Allah for the earth. أوحى لها يعني أوحى إليها. So this lamb, the ulama refers to it as lamu al-intihai al-ghaya, like saying ilah, azhabu ila souq, for example. I'm going to souq, to the market. Where my going will end? Where my going will end is where? Market. So when he says, thumma wa qabla dhalika lil ardi khalaqahu, for Adam alayhi salam, even before Adam was put inside Al-Jannah, لِلْأَرْضِ يعني إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَنْ يَنْتَحِيَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ يَنْتَحِيَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Adam was originally created to live on the earth. So when he says, خَلَقَ لِلْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ خَلَقَهُمْ أَنْ يَنْتَهُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, he created them that where they will end up, مَأْوَاهُمْ, their own end will be Al-Jannah. So he says, ثُمَّ خَلَقَ لِلْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ أَحْلَى, amongst the descendants of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, خَلَقَ لِلْجَنَّةِ, he created some of them who will end up in Al-Jannah. فَهُمْ بِأَعْمَالِهَا بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَامِلُونَ, so by the mashi'ah of Allah, by the will of Allah, the a'maliha amilun, the works, it is the works of Al-Jannah that they will perform. What they will perform is a'maliha, a'malul Jannah. So the Imam said alayhi rahmatullah, thumma khalaqa lil jannati min dhurriyatihi ahla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created some amongst the descendants of Adam, that their own end will be in Al-Jannah. For whom, as a result, بِأَعْمَالِهَا بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَامِلُونَ, by the will of Allah, it is the work of Al-Jannah that they will perform. وَبِقُدْرَتِهِ وَبِإِرَادَتِهِ يَنْفُذُونَ, it is by Allah's qudra, what Allah wills, what Allah ordains, وَإِرَادَتِهِ, and will, يَنْفُضُونَ, that they will be implementing. What Allah wants, what Allah ordains, بِقُدْرَتِهِ, what He ordains, وَإِرَادَتِهِ, and what He wills, يَنْفُضُونَ, that is what they will implement. Because their end will be in Al-Jannah. The question is, does it mean that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will compel them that they must behave like that? No. Because that is referred to as Al-Jabr. That is compelling them to act by the works of the people of Al-Jannah. They will choose to walk like that. And because He had stated the reward for whomever walks this kind of walk, so their end will be in Al-Jannah. says, "Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakira." Allah will guide us. Says, "Kulna habitu minha jami'a." All of you come down to the surface of earth. Fa imma ya'tiyannakum minni huda. If guidance comes to you from me, faman tabi'a huda. You see now. So whoever follows the guidance. Fala khawfun alayhi. Wala hum yahzanun. They don't have any cause to fear or grief at all. So the choice of following the guidance is their own. And the reward for following the guidance is al-jannah. Whoever follows the guidance will end up in al-jannah. Whoever follows the guidance will end up in al-jannah. So those people who will end up in al-jannah, hum min dhurriyyati, they are from the descendants of who? Adam alayhi salam. And who has created them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's like he created some people that, yes, these people, when they ask, it's not as if he said, "These people will be in al-jannah, these people will be in jahannam." So you go, all what you do is for jahannam. He created everybody and gave them equal opportunity. So he sent guidance. And he said, whoever follows this will get this. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Whoever follows خَافَ, whoever fears مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the meeting with his Lord, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ, and as a result, he prohibits his desire, عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, from doing just what it likes, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. He will end up in al-jannah. This person that has chosen to follow guidance, that has preferred to leave aside his own desires, who created him? Allah. From amongst the descendants of who is he? Adam alayhi. So this is what this Imam is saying, rahimahullah, that ثُمَّ خَلَقَ لِلْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ أَحْلَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created some people amongst the descendants of Adam alayhi salam. And he made it that their end will be where? Al-Jannah. This Al-Jannah is a place we hear about. And it's a thing that Allah, like we mentioned in one of the classes past, Al-Jannah is one of the three things Allah created with his hands. One of what he also made with his hand was Adam alayhi salam. Khalaqahu biyadi. Allah created Adam with his hand. Likewise al-jannah. Allah made al-jannah with his hand. A third thing Allah made with his hand is the Torah. Allah wrote the Torah with his hand. And hadith regarding these three things are authentic. So al-jannah, al-jannah, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, is a place Allah promises to keep whoever obeys him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever obeys him, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and abandons following his own desire, Allah promises that that person will end in al-jannah. May Allah make us end in al-jannah. And this al-jannah, Allah told us about it in many places in the Quran. He informed us about how it will be, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the first thing about that, let's say this. Al-Jannah is created, is already existing as we exist now. Al-Jannah, of course it was from it that our forefather Adam alayhi salam came out. So Al-Jannah is existing now. Al-Jannah is makhluk. Allah has created it now. It is not as if it is on the day of Qiyamah Allah will create it. So because he has already created it, he's telling us what is inside it now. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling us what he will find inside it. That is why he will say, "U'iddat lil-muttaqin," "U'iddat lil-muttaqin." Already preserved, waiting for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kuffar, Allah told us in the Quran. What did he say? إِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَقْدِرُونَ. When they are told, لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, accept لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Don't worship any other person aside Allah subhanahu. Yastakbirun. They behave like shaitan. They become arrogant. ويقولون أئنا لتاركو آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون. Are you saying we should leave our deities? Like they said in Fath. ما سمعنا إن هذا إلا اختلاق. This new thing you are telling us, that we should worship only one God, it's an innovation. So they asked the Messenger alayhi salam, أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا. Are we the ones you are telling? لَتَارِكُوا آلِحَتُ. That we should abandon our Lord, our God that we worship. لِشَاعِرِ مَجْنُونَ. Because of this musician, this singer, who is a madman, they refer to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. What did he say, subhanahu wa ta'ala? But the matter is not as you think. Ja'a bil haqq. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought is what? Haqq, the truth. Bal ja'a bil haqq wa saddaqa al mursal. And he has said just the same thing that other past messengers have said. Innakum la za'iqul azabi al alim. You will taste a severe punishment. وَمَا تُجِزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلِينَ. And you will not be rewarded except by what exactly you did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them severe punishment. And then he said, إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Those who will not be so punished, they are the مُخْلَصِينَ, those that Allah segregates amongst his servants. Why did he segregate them? He segregated them, Allah divided them, put them aside, mukhlasin, he selected them aside because their deeds conform to what he has ordered them. So he put them aside. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. For those who read the qira'ah of mukhlasin. Otherwise, others among the scholars say, illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin. Except those who give ibadah to Allah with ikhlas. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْكٌ مَعْلُومٌ. These people is telling us about Al-Jannah. This Jannah. May Allah make us all from the people of Al-Jannah. Allah is telling us about Al-Jannah. In other places, He will just start telling us, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The examples, description of the Al-Jannah that I have preserved for those who fear me. And then he starts explaining. I think that's in Muhammad. But here in Safar, he says, Rizqu ma'loom. These people who give service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who make their service for Allah alone, mukhlisin, hum mukhlasin, Allah will set them aside. He said, Ulaika lahum rizqu ma'loom. We are going to give them rizq, sustenance, provision, ma'loom, that is known. It is known that they will be in Al-Jannah forever and all other things. So the enjoyment of Al-Jannah is known. It says, fawakihu. There are foods of different kinds inside Al-Jannah. From the best things people enjoy most is eating what? Fruits of different kinds. وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ. And these people, هُمْ مُكَرَّمُونَ in another qira'ah. وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ. They are honored people in the sight of Allah. Where will they be? فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. They are going to be in Al-Jannah. In the gardens of Al-Jannah, جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. The place for enjoyment. The Al-Jannah of delight. There is not anything you think you want to enjoy, you will not get in Al-Jannah. Says لهم فيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين. He says, whatever ما تشتهيه الأنفس, whatever the soul تشتهيه likes, لهم فيها, they will get it in it. Whatever you like in Al-Jannah, you will get it. I remember when I was very young, an evil man, one of our fathers, would tell about Islam. He said, Alhaj said, he said, shade is there for Al-Jannah. You know what they call shade? A storm. Shade. He will say shade. They refer to it as a storm. The shade is there for Al-Jannah. He said, yes, shade is there. He said, because if shade is not there, now what are you going to enjoy? The evil man thinks, if he is not selling something or buying something, there is no enjoyment. So he asked him, if there are tall, we will get tall inside Al-Jannah. The father said, yes, there is tall in Al-Jannah. So when we left, I asked him, why did you say there will be tall in Al-Jannah? He referred to this verse that Allah said, lahu fiha ma tashtahihi al-anfus. Whatever they desire, they have it inside Al-Jannah. Whatever any person desires of good, whatever he enjoys, everything of enjoyment, you will find inside Al-Jannah. Watalabdul a'yun, whatever the eyes see and delight, whatever the eyes like to see. Because sometimes we get enjoyment from something by merely looking at it. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about the best wife to marry, what did he say? Hiya allati idha ra'aytaha tasurruka. She's the one that when you see her, you are happy. See my wife. So it means when you see something, sometimes, it's not only what we eat, it's not only what we perceive, even what we see with our eyes sometimes, they do what? They delight us. So whatever the eyes delight, we will see in Al-Jannah. May Allah make us from the people of Al-Jannah. So think of anything. When you think of it, and you think you enjoy it, and it is something that is good, you find it in Al-Jannah. Allah says, "Fi jannatin na'im." They will be in Al-Jannah, the place of enjoyment. What did he say? "Fi jannatin na'im." Now, ala sururin mutaqabilin. It says, ala sururin. They will be on rugs, on carpets. Because from the things of enjoyment, dear brothers, are carpets. These days, if you go to what they refer to as five-star hotels, they compete in the quality of carpets you find. From the reception of the hotel, you start watching what kind of carpets they have. Because when you sit down on a nice carpet, you feel comfortable. Ala sururi, nice carpet. Mutaqabilin, they will sit down facing themselves, the people of Al-Jannah. From the things of enjoyment, is they will sit down, relax. May Allah count us amongst them. Ala sururin mutaqabilin. They will sit down, relax on the rugs, on the chair, if you like, because it is not wrong to sit on a chair. The early Muslims used to sit on chairs. So if Abdullah ibn Abbas used to sit on chairs, he even had a couch that he would sit down and rest his arm. So if your chair is as long as you being able to rest your arm, there's nothing wrong about it. So Allah sururin mutaqabilin. The people of Al-Jannah, may Allah count us amongst them. Allah sururin mutaqabilin. They will sit on rugs, on carpets, on chairs, on couches. Everything that you sit on, that you can find enjoyment, you will have it in Al-Jannah. Mutaqabilin, they will face themselves, relax. Discussing. Yutafu alayhim bika'sin min ma'in. As they are seated on nice robes, nice things, yutafu alayhim bika'sin min ma'in. Yutafu alayhim. Some of the people will be going around, the gilman of Al-Jannah, the service people, service young boys, fine, handsome looking young boys will be in Al-Jannah, serving the people of Iman and Taqwa. May Allah count us amongst them. They will go around bika'sin with containers. The ulama, they say ka'af is anything that you drink with, any container. If you like a cup, you find a cup. If you like a bowl, you find a bowl. It is all ka'af. The ka'afin min ma'in. These ka'af, they are filled up with what? Wine. Ma'in. Flowing wine. So they go serve you. Ustaz, what do you want? Abu Fulan, what do you want? You like orange flavor? You like what flavor do you like? They go around serving you. May Allah count us amongst them. He says, bayda, these wines, they are bayda, white. Lazzatil lisharidin, they are nice to drink, sweet, delightful. Lazzatil lisharidin, those who drink it enjoy it. Bayda, lazzatil lisharidin, those who drink from this wine of Al Jannah, they enjoy the drinking, they take the delight in sipping the alcohol, in sipping the wine. If you say alcohol meaning wine, you are not wrong. So wines will be served inside Al-Jannah. Allah has prohibited it in this dunya. And what He has prohibited in this dunya, they are those wines that are prohibited because they are harmful. There is not any form of wine, alcohol, I mean, except that they take away the intelligence of people. Yes, there are wines now that are squeezed from juices, from fruits of different kinds. Yes, allowed. But if they take away the person's intelligence, then it is not allowed. That is why Allah says, لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنْزَفُونَ. These wines that will be served in Al-Jannah, لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ, they don't have any harm that they bring to the person who drinks it. Ibtiyal. Any form of harm, they don't bring harm to you. وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنْزَفُونَ. Neither do they make the people lose their intellect. The wines of Al-Jannah, they flow like streams. Because they are the streams of cool, good water to drink, ma'in, asin, nice water that does not change smell. Good water that does not change smell. Walabanin, and he said, wa asalin musaffa, at the end of the verse. Pure honey and then milk. All of these will flow like rivers and harp. And these boys will go around serving you up when you are relaxed on your surah. Mutakabinin, facing yourself and this thing. How is life? Your Quran, you finished memorizing? Ah, I didn't finish. Allah just showed favor on me. Oh, I finished. Allah showed favor on me. How this? How was your journey on the earth? When you traveled to so, how was it? We'll be making discussions on how this journey was. How was it that Allah gave you this favor of being inside Al-Jannah? May Allah give us all this favor. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ. They will go around providing them drinks. بَيْضَاءَ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Fine, nice, white-looking wine that are sweet to drink. So he says they will sit down facing themselves. What did they say? He says, متقابلين. What did he say after that? أَإِنَّهُمْ وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِينَ وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ. It says, and then the people of Al-Jannah, they will have qasiratu tarfi. Aim. These are two different attributes. Qasiratu tarf, beautiful women. Qasiratu tarf, that are ever looking at them. Aim. They have ayun, big, looking, nice, beautiful eyes. The people of Al-Jannah will have women qasiratu tarf that hardly look away from them. These women will be looking at you. I'm available for you. They look at you with delight. Not just that, they look at you and the eyes are not attractive. Allah says they look at you with nice looking, beautiful eyes. This verse, I read it once near a woman. She said, what about the women? What will we have? What will we have? Allah says, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Those women, ansha'nahunna insha'a. We are going to recreate them. Women, Allah will remodel them, because even we men, Allah will remodel us. In an hadith that is reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi and graded Hassan by Imam al-Albani rahimahullah, the Messenger said alayhi salatu wasalam that the man will take the look of Yusuf alayhi salam. The man, may Allah count us all amongst them. If we are old with white beard, wrinkled skin, by the time Allah prepares us for Al-Jannah, we are looking like Yusuf. And then we are going to have the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. The look of Yusuf with the heart of who? Ayyub. But for the women, Allah will recreate them. He says, "Inna ansha'na hunna insha'a." We are going to recreate these women. Faj'alna hunna abkara. They were ummahat. They've had 4, 5, 6, 7 children. We know how those people will be. A woman with 4, 5, 6, 7 children. You know how she will be? She will have almost been losing something that is called beauty in her. Lakin ansha'na hunna insha'an. Allah will create them. He will remodel them. Faj'alna hunna abkara. We will now make them virgin. Allah says, we will recreate those women, they will turn to virgins. Uruban. Virgins that the husband likes to look at and enjoy at all times. Atraba. They will have equal ages. The women of Al-Jannah, from this dunya they die, and Allah make them from the people of Al-Jannah. May Allah make our wives and mothers from them and daughters. Allah will recreate them. He will refashion them and they will become virgins. Each time a man comes near his wife and has intimacy with her, she goes back and returns to become a virgin. Each time a man comes and has privacy with his family, he is looking like Yusuf alayhi salam and the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam, and she's looking like a very young virgin girl. Subhanallah. So each time he comes, he's looking new. And then there are others amongst the women of Al-Jannah. Allah refers to them. He says like they are maknoon. Ka'annahunna baydun maknoon. They are like bayd. The women, other women of Al-Jannah, they are like baydun maknoon. They are like eggs, that white, nice egg that the bird is covering, that the bird is incubating. If you have a fowl that is incubating a white egg that it laid, the white egg with its thin shell, it will look very beautiful. In fact, you'll almost be seeing the chick inside it. It looks so transparent, beautiful looking, as if no death has touched it. This is how the rest of the women will look in Al-Jannah. May Allah count our women to be among them. So these are the beauties of Al-Jannah. So those women, we say, the men will, in their discussion, they will start discussing amongst themselves. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. Let's pay attention to these issues. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. As the men sit down and sip their wines and they are served inside Al-Jannah, one of them will say, إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. I used to have a friend. I used to have a close pal. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. He used to ask me while I was on the surface of the earth, أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. Are you also amongst those people who accept Iman? You too, you accept? You too, you follow Muhammad? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَقُلْنَا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. Are you saying that when we had died and become sand, أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ, would be raised up for reward? So the rest of them will ask him. In the discussion, inside Al-Jannah, people are drinking the wines. May Allah count us amongst them. So one of them will raise a discussion like this. How? And I have one friend. He used to abuse me. saying, you too, you join the Abia people. Like some people make jest of people of Iman. Say, you too, you join people wearing black. The case will be reversed on the day of Qiyamah. Inna, are you amongst those after who say after we have died, we'll be raised up and rewarded? So the rest of them will ask him, Hal antum muttali'un? So have you met today on the day of Qiyamah? Ikhwah, this man inside Al-Jannah telling the people about his friends, who used to tell him and abuse him, that are you also following Muhammad? Are you believing in what he says? The rest of his friends will now ask him, Hal antum muttali'un? Have you met with that friend today? The people of Al-Jannah will already be in Al-Jannah. And the people of Jahannam will already be in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Hal antum muttali'un? Did you meet today? Have you met Fattala? Allah says, Allah will permit that friend who used to be abused by his friend. Fattala, he will look. Fara'ahu fi sawa'il jaheem. And he will find him in the middle, in the bowels of Jahannam. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he said this is also one of the enjoyments of Al-Jannah. That you used to be abused by somebody. You used to be insulted by him. He used to tell you, you will not succeed. You will not be rich. You will be poor forever. You will die with you. And at the time of reward, when you are rewarded with what made you stand firm, at that time, you want to see him in his own condition. You who used to say, I will not end well. Where are you today? فَطَلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. So he will look and find him at the bowels of Jahannam. قَالَتَ اللَّهِ. He will talk to him now. This is his time. Like in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. When Nuh alayhi salam was making the boat, Allah says, وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. Each time some of the people among the people of Nuh that Allah sent him to, when they passed by Nuh alayhi salam, سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. They made jest at him. And Nuh will say, إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. Today you are making jest at us. We make jest at you too as you are making jest at us now. So, the people of Iman, after going to Al-Jannah, Allah will make them see their friends who were from the people of Kufr. So he will now say, he will talk to him, Tallahi, I swear by Allah, in kunt in kittalatuddin. You almost misled me. When we're in the service of the earth, you ask him, you too you believe? You too you grow the earth? You too you, that's what you do, but you almost misled me. I almost followed you. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Were it not that Allah showed mercy on me, لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. I would have been among those present in the fire with you. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. So this man will turn back to his friends that they are gisting and talking, conversing and drinking the wine. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ. Will we die again in this enjoyment that we are in and that we have seen that some of the people are in punishment? Will we ever go out of this enjoyment? Will we ever lose this favor? Will we ever go out of this delight? Afama nahnu bimayitin. Will we ever die again? Apart from illa mawtatan al-ula wa ma nahnu bimu'azzabin. Apart from the first death that we had died, will we die again? And more so, we are not punished. Allah says, Inna hadha lahu al-fawzul azim. This is the ultimate success. If you are looking for success, the success is entering Al-Jannah. It's not being able to get a job. That is not the success. The success. It's not being able to buy a car. It's not been able to build a house. It's not been able to do what people consider as things of success. The real success. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This, that this man has achieved, despite all the abuses the other man had abused him, لَهُوَ is certainly هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. It is certainly the greatest and the most tremendous and valued success. Allah now says, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. Therefore, those who want to walk should walk like this man. So that is why Al-Imam Al-Muzani, when he talked about the people of Al-Jannah, he said, فَهُمْ بِأَعْمَالِهَا بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَامِلُونَ. So they will be walking the walks of the people of Al-Jannah. If we want to be like this man, فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. Let the person who wants to walk, walk now. Let the person who likes to walk, start walking now. This is the time for walk. May Allah make it easy for us. So the Imam said, فَهُمْ بِأَعْمَالِهَا. These people who will be in Al-Jannah, they do the works of Al-Jannah, بِمَشِيئَتِهِ, by the permission of Allah, وَبِقُدْرَاتِهِ, and by the ordinance of Allah, وَإِرَادَتِهِ, and the will of Allah, يَنْفُذُونَ. That is what they implement. When Allah says, don't make haram, they don't make haram. When Allah says, perform salah, they perform salah. Pay zakah, they pay zakah. Don't make diva. Speaking evil of the brother behind him, they don't do it. So all of what Allah commands them, that is what they do. So those are some of the offsprings of Adam alayhi salam. They will enter Al-Jannah. They will end up in Al-Jannah. May Allah count us amongst them. وَخَلَقَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ لِلنَّارِ أَهْلَى. The same way, opposite. خَلَقَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ. Allah has created some amongst the descendants of Adam alayhi salam, لِلنَّارِ, who will end up in the fire. May Allah protect us. They will end up in the fire. As the other man, نَهَى عَنِ الْهَوَى, the other one, فَأَمَّا مَنْ, what did he say in Nazi'at? فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى. But those people who exceed boundaries, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and they give preference to worldly things. Taga, tag. Taga is to go beyond bounds. Allah will state a bounds, they will go beyond it. Wa asara al-hayat ad-dunya, and they gave preference to the things of this world over the hereafter. These two things, it makes the people end up in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So the Imam said, Rahimahullah, خَلَقَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ لِلنَّارِ أَهْلَى. These people too, they are from the ذُرِّيَّة. They are from the offspring of Adam alayhi salam. They will end up inside the fire. So Adam has two groups of offspring. Those amongst his descendants who will enter Al-Jannah, end up in Al-Jannah. May Allah count us amongst them. And those amongst his offspring who will end up inside Jahannam. May Allah prohibit us that. And that's why Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. It is Allah who has created you. Yes, He created everybody. But certainly the fact is that some amongst the people will be what? Kufar. And some amongst the people will be what? Mu'minun. That's it. And those mu'minun will end up in Al-Jannah. Those kafirun will end up where? Jahannam. The matter is clear for everybody. May Allah protect us. This فَخَلَقَ لَهُمْ. These people who will end up in Jahannam, their hearts, their eyes, and their ears does not listen to anything that will bring benefit to them. the heart. Allah gave each of us and all of us the same heart, the same eyes. Yes, with different abilities, but the eyes are the same. Eyes. The anatomy of eye is the anatomy of eye. Whether you are a Caucasoid or a Negroid or Mongoloid, eye. Or is the anatomy different between a black, within a Negroid and a Caucasoid or Mongoloid? Eyes are eyes. The coloration are just mere changes. It does not change the actual anatomy of the eye. Yes, some among the people have, the Europeans especially, they have blue eyes. But that doesn't change the actual anatomy of the eye. Eye. Heart. Ears. And since Allah created us for His worship, He created the eyes for us to see, appreciate creation, and give service to Him. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. So he told us, look at the camel. Look at how I have created. So we look and ponder. But they don't look at things like that. They look at things of haram instead. So the eye has not brought the desired benefit to them. So in the end, it will be as if they had not even had eyes at all. Likewise, their ears. Allah created the ears to hear mu'aid, sermons, to hear good things, to hear Quran, to hear hadith, to hear good words, to hear good things. But their own ears, they listen to music with it. When Allah says no, don't, they say no, we like it. So the ear, their own ears, they have not employed it in what will bring benefit to them. Likewise, their heart. Allah wants the love of Him and then the love of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to be paramount in our hearts. And then the love of all those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants the fear of Him to be paramount in our hearts. But the people have not paid attention to all of these. They have people that they fear. They fear Babalawo and Shaitan. Yes. They love those who hate Allah. So the heart has not done the job that it will benefit from. So it is as if they don't have heart at all. Their eyes, they look at things of sin. They cast their glances at women, prohibited for them. On their laptops and phones, Allah knows what they have on it. They spend their time on TV screens, glued to television to watch football. Nothing else. So the eye does not have the time to read a softcover of Quran, one page of Quran, but it will stay for 90 minutes watching football. In fact, most of those who spend time so much like this watching football, they don't spend only 90 minutes. They would have started from 10 minutes before commencement, before kickoff. 10 minutes before kickoff and 10 minutes after kickoff. They say they want to listen to analysis. So they have how many minutes? 110 minutes, about 2 hours. That is the time to listen to Surah Al-Baqarah. About 2 hours, at least Ali Imran. You will complete Ali Imran within that time. But their own ear does not pay attention to that. So their eyes, their ears, and their hearts have not brought benefits to them. That is why the Imam said, Rahimahullah, فَخَلَقَ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنًا. So their own eyes that Allah has created for them, لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They don't see with the eyes. That is, they do not see the things that bring benefits to them with their own eyes. وَآذَانًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. The ears that they have does not hear the things that will bring benefit to them. وَقُلُوبَ اللَّا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. And the heart that they have does not think about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is filled with the things Allah hates. So it does not bring benefit to him. or to her, as the case may be. They start sending message of love, I love you to a man, or to a woman, as the case may be. Sometimes lies, and sometimes truth, because Shaitan zuyyin lahum su'u amalihi. He had made the evil in their deeds to be, you know, beautiful to them. May Allah protect us. So that's why the Imam said, خَلَقَ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنَ اللَّهِ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. The eyes that Allah has created for them, they are not seeing with it. وَآذَانَ اللَّهِ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. The ears that Allah gave them, they do not hear with it. We have this even amongst children. If you beat a child for doing a thing, you say, oh, Igboro. Check a Igboro. If you beat a child, say, you don't hear in Yoruba people's language, Yoruba. So you don't hear something. But doesn't the child hear? The child hears. But because the child has not followed what will benefit him or followed the instruction that you gave, you say it's not hearing. So when a person has not used his ears and eyes in a manner that will benefit him, it is said that as if he does not have it at all. So he said also, وَقُلُوبَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They also have hearts, لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, لَا يَفْهَمُونَ. They don't understand this. And there are people like that. If you explain to them the simplest things of religion, they will ever tell you, brother, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. That's what they say. Because the hearts are sealed. What sealed it? What sealed that heart? The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا كَانَتْ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءً فِي قَلْبِهِ. المؤمن إذا أذنب ذنباً كانت نكتة سوداء في قلبه. If a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commits a sin, كانت نكتة سوداء, it becomes a black نكتة, dot on his heart, في قلبه. May Allah protect us. It says, فَإِن تَابَ, if he repents, وَنَزَعَ, and abandons that evil, وَاسْتَعْتَبَ, and regrets it, فَقُلَ قَلْبُهُ, it has become pure again. Somebody commits a sin, Allah drops a black dot on the heart. If he repents and avoids it, the repentance, you see, it is attached to it. يَسْتَعْتِبُ, he will regret having done it. So when he does that, وَنَزَعَ, يَعْنِ يَبْتَعِدْ مِنْهُ, he will run away from that evil. صَقُلَ قَلْبُهُ, his heart become clean again. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَإِنْ زَادَ, زَادَتْ حَتَّى تَعْلُوَ قَلْبَهُ. If he increases in the evil, that black dot does what? It increases. So this is the meaning of Allah's statement. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The evil that they commit has sealed their heart. So when the heart becomes sealed, they will have قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They will have hearts, but they can't think with it. If you say fire, Jahannam, be said, لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. They can't understand any simple statement. May Allah protect us from that. That is why in many places in the Quran, Allah will describe kuffar. He said, لَا يَعْقِلُونَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Likewise, مُنَافِقُونَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Why? Because the hearts are sealed. Who sealed it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they were committing sins. When they commit sins, the black dot comes. When they commit sins, the dot comes. So the sealing is as a result of their own action. Consider a little or two little young girls fighting. The first of them to come to you will say, Abu, so and so has flogged me. Is it not? Or has abused me. You know, children, they don't say, so you have to ask them, what did you do? What did you do that warranted the flogging? Maybe their elder brother, some people beat their younger ones. So when the younger ones come and say, Abu, so person has it, you say, what did you do? So likewise, the people's hearts are filled, but as a result of particular actions or inactions from them, it causes their hearts to be filled by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why the Imam said, وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَهُمْ قُلُوبًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَقُلُوبًا فَخَلَقَ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنًا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَآذَانًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَقُلُوبًا لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. And this is similar to what Allah said in the Quran. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Zara'na li jahannam. We have created some amongst the people, min al jinni wal ins, amongst the jinn and human beings. Zara'na li jahannam. We have created them that they are the ones with which we will fill the aljat with jahannam with. Some amongst human beings. Who are these people? Allah says, lahum kulubun la yafqahuna biha. They have hearts, but they don't think about Allah subhanahu. The heart does not do the ibadatul qalbiyya that Allah wants. They don't speak. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they don't see with the eyes. He says, وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Likewise, they have ears, but they do not hear with it. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ. Those people, they are like beasts, like cattle. Cattle, they have ears, they have hearts, they have eyes. Don't they? But can you tell it wajem? Can you tell a cow wajem? You can't. Yes, it sees, but it does not hear. It does not understand with the heart. That is one of the evidences that understanding is not with the intellect. We understand with the heart. Understanding is not done with the intellect. Understanding is done with the heart. Because Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا فَمَعْنَاهُ أَنَّ الْفِقْهَ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ. Fiqh, faham, comes in the heart. Likewise, memorization. There's a scholar of hadith who say, أَدْضَبْتُ بِالصَّدْرِ أَوْضَبْتُ صَدْرِ. Bob, memorizing narrations with what? Sadr. Because that is a place for events. And that's why when it is bad, every other thing becomes bad. So the place for thinking, the place for understanding is where? The heart. When it is bad, it is filled. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامُ. Those people are like camels. They are like cattle, beasts. Says, but whom are those? They are even worse than this. The ulama say, why are they worse than this? Because if you call, you invite a sheep, come. You present something to feed that sheep. And you hold a cane. Will the sheep come? If you are holding a cane, and you hold something to feed it, will it come to you? Because it knows what benefits it and what does not benefit it. It knows what harms it. If you are driving a car and you have a sheep on the road, what does it do? It runs away. If you have a goat, if you have a pig, what does it do? Because it recognizes what is harmful to it. But the sinful people and the people of Kufur, they do not understand what is harmful to them. It is what is harmful to them, Gongo, that they do what? That they do. Zina is harmful to them, they know, and they commit zina. Alcohol drinking is harmful to them, they know, and they drink alcohol. Telling lies is harmful to them, they know, and they tell lies. Recently in the US, in Europe, there are research works that indicate that one of the greatest problems in their societies is that they were teaching children sex education. It is their problem. They say we have created problems for ourselves that we cannot solve. There was a 13-year-old girl having troubles with her mother who has had private dealings with over 120 men or so. A 13-year-old girl. 13-year-old girl. Teenager. It's one of the problems now, especially in Europe, teenage pregnancy. So they know that what they have done is harmful to them, but they still do what? They still do it. They encourage pornography. They encourage intoxicants. They encourage use of drugs. They encourage different things. Despite the fact that they know that those things are harmful to them. That's why Allah says, Balhum azal. Their case is even worse than the case of animals. They encourage same-sex marriages. They even sanction countries that have refused to follow them in that case. They sanction them. What has that to do with the economy of a country? We don't want to be beasts like you, worse than beasts like you. They say, no, you must be like that. And they know the evils of it. Most of those people of evil, same-sex marriages, they wear pampers. Because their anus drops from their body. You know that? The anus drops. The linings of the anus become weak because it is like flexible. That's why if you are pooping, you see it expands and it returns. So when they commit their evil, the flexibility fails. So the linings of the anus does what? Drop. So they are forced to wear pampers. They wear pampers. Not only that, Allah removes noor from their faces. They always look haggard and useless. And not only that, they are fragile and intellectually unstable. Yet they do it. That's why they are worse than animals. May Allah protect us from those. So Allah says, Ulaika humul ghafilun. Those people are ghafilun. So these are the ways of the people of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. For whom bidhalika anil huda mahjubun. Because they have eyes that they can't see with, they have ears that they can't do good with, they have hearts that does not bring benefit to them. Anil huda mahjubun. So they are cut off from guidance. If someone wants to follow guidance now, he has to listen to what? Is it not? He has to read the Quran. He has to think about the message. But their own eyes don't see what will benefit them. Neither do their ears hear what brings benefit. And their heart cannot think about things of benefit to them. So how will guidance reach them? That's why the Imam says, Anil huda mahjubu. So they are cut off from guidance. وَبِأَعْمَالِ أَعْلِ النَّارِ بِسَابِكِ قَدَرِهِ يَعْمَلُ. In that case, someone has ears that does not benefit him, eyes that does not benefit him, and hearts that do not benefit him. He is cut off from guidance. What kind of actions will he be performing? So that's why he says, بِأَعْمَالِ أَعْلِ النَّارِ. It is the works of the people of Jahannam. Fire that they will be performing. May Allah save us from the fire. May Allah protect us from the fire. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith, he says, every person who says, Allahumma ajirni min al-nar, or Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-nar, three times, Allah will protect him from the fire. And the fire will say, oh Allah, take this man away from me. And any person who says, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you for al-jannah. If he says it three times, al-jannah itself will say, oh Allah, bring this person to me. So it's from the sunnah of the early Muslims that they'll always seek Allah's refuge from the fire and they beg Allah for al-jannah. May Allah out of his mercy put us all into al-jannah. So this point is clear. It goes to explain al-jannah and the Jahannam surah. If we begin to describe Jahannam now, we take another few moments. But it suffices that it is a place of punishment. May Allah protect us. Jahannam is a place of punishment that Allah has prepared. And Jahannam Ruah, you know the Ruah of a lion, the roaring of Jahannam is higher than that. Jahannam roar. And it is filled with the anger to punish those Allah wants to put in it. And it sticks. Jahannam sticks just like Al-Jannah sticks. All these are contained in authentic ahadith from the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet told us that Al-Jannah sticks. Al-Jannah will say, "Oh Allah, I'm the place for the poor and those who obey you." Jahannam will say, "Oh, I'm the place for the arrogant people." Allah will say, "You, Jannah, you are the place for my rahmah. My rahmah, I manifest it and extend it to the people with you. And Jahannam, I punish the people who say yes." And Jahannam will not be filled up until Allah covers it up with his feet. The space is so wide. When we were younger than this, we had friends who would say to us, they would say they like to go to Jahannam. They say because inside Jahannam, there will be Bob Marley, there will be Michael Jackson, so every person will be singing and dancing and everywhere will be shouting. It is madness. It is because they do not understand the reality of Jahannam. Every person will be so filled, will be so preoccupied with his own difficulty that he will not even have time for a Michael Jackson. Not even in Al-Jannah. This one will happen right from the time of judgment. Before Jahannam. Before Jahannam. Before Jahannam. The people will not care about connections again. The only people who will remember connections and good works together, like he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'aduhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Al-akhilla, close friends, on the day of Qiyamah, they will become enemies. Because one of them will say, "You are the one that caused it." Like the Michael Jackson, you are thinking that you will dance inside Jahannam. You will curse him that he made you to be from the people of Jahannam. Was it not your song, "People Are Dancing," that caused them to be from the people of Jahannam? They will be begging Allah to curse them. This occurs in many places in the Quran, in Zumar, in Sad, and in other places. They will be begging Allah, "Oh Allah, curse them, because they made us to go astray." All the people of Jahannam, a group of people will curse the other group of people, say, "You curse it." The other people too will curse them and say, "You curse it." And Shaitan will come and say, "Oh, all of you listen." This is Surah to Yunus. People will say, "Shaitan, you are the one." Say, "Hey, don't disturb me." He will say to them, "May Allah protect us. I did not compel you. Yes, I just invited you and you followed me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ." So don't blame me, blame yourself. So may Allah protect us from the evils of the Jahannam. May Allah protect us from the Jahannam and make us from among the people of Al-Jannah. I think this suffices on this point. خَلَقَ لِلْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ أَهْلًا فَهُمْ بِأَعْمَالِهَا بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَامِلُونَ وبقدرته وبإرادته ينفذون وخلق من ذريته للنار أهلا فخلق لهم أعينا لا يبصرون بها وآذانا لا يسمعون بها وقلوبا لا يفقهون بها فهم بذلك عن الهدى محجوبون وبأعمال أهل النار بسابق قدره يعملون. I think this point is clear, inshallah. هل النار في السماء كما أن الجنة في السماء؟ لا. النار دركات والجنة درجات. النار دركات بدليل قوله في التوبة في سورة التوبة أنه أن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل فالنار سفلى تحت. ولكن اختلف العلماء أين في الأرض نجد النار، يعني النار فين؟ أين النار؟ لا يعرف بالضبط، لكن النار سفلى تحت في الدركات. This person is asking, where is the fire? Jahannam, as we know that Al-Jannah is up in the sky above the seventh heaven. That is where Al-Jannah is. So where is the fire? The ulama say the fire is down, below. The ulama say Jahannam is below, tahat, under. Because it is in darakat, levels into the ground. And Al-Jannah is darajat, levels above. So Jahannam is down. But where exactly? Some say inside the earth, some say outside the earth. But the fact remains that that remains to be proven. Because what Allah told us is that وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. The Jahannam will be brought. He did not tell us from where it will be brought from. So the first thing is to say, yes, it is down, down, but where? Down, where? We don't know. But it will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. But Al-Jannah is up above the seventh heaven, as we discussed. And the highest of them is Al-Firdaus. And the roof of Al-Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah Subhanahu. What is the origin and meaning of Ameen? Allahumma stajib. This is the meaning of Ameen. Allahumma stajib. O Allah, accept. O Allah, answer. O Allah, grant what I have requested. That is its origin and that is what it means. Is there any evidence for the use of moon and sun as Islamic symbols? You know that they draw a moon and put a star. A star, not a sun. The sun does not look like a star. Even modern astronomy teaches us that the sun is spherical and not a star. So what they have is there is a moon and a star. There is no proof for that, that the symbol of Islam is a moon and a star. Must we have symbol because Christians have a cross? Must we have a symbol because Christians have a cross? People always want to create a Christian equivalent for something inside Islam. Don't create Christian equivalent. Look into the religion. The religion has its own. That is why the recent proposal in the conference, they say, this is not government now. People selected by government to do a job. They say the government should withdraw from pilgrimage. So the Muslims, the government should not be involved in our pilgrimage. The Christians, the government should not be involved in our pilgrimage. This is a Christian idea. Because Christianity does not have pilgrimage, basically. It is we who have pilgrimage. So when they say government should not be involved in pilgrimage, they know what they are saying. They know what they are saying. It is our own religious duty. For them, it is not a duty. They are just going on sightseeing and they know. Okay. Saturday and Sunday as public holidays, does it not indicate religionism? Saturday for Seventh Day and Sunday for the rest of them. So why not go for us to indicate that we are a non-religious or multi-religious entity? Let us choose Tuesday and Wednesday as public holidays. So on the day of church, once he finishes from his church, he should be rushing to the office like some of my brothers do. When they finish Salatul Jummah, they go back to the office. Yes, there is nothing wrong with that. That a Muslim returns to his place of work. Because Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. But to indicate not freedom, because that day is our day. Yawmul Jummah is the day of Muslims. They miss it. It was their day. When they went astray, they chose Sunday. It was the Jews first. They went astray and chose Saturday. Then the Christians, they went astray and they chose Sunday. We are upon Iman. We came last and we are upon the true guidance. The day is the day of Juma. So it is our day. The blessed, the most blessed day of the week. Yomul Juma. So we have Juma, they have Sab, and they have what? Ahad. To show non-religiousness, we should come back to other days. Secular society as they speak. We should come back to other days. Another thing they have done, they say churches and mosques should pay tax. That is true for churches, but it is not true for mosques. If they implement this rule, some mosques will close down. Churches, they go to banks and collect loans, and they say, oh, because pastors are riding jets, are imams riding jets? Are imams, how many of our imams have cars? The imam of this masjid on Juma is a very old man. He treks to his house. Last Juma, I saw him there waiting for Korope. This imam here. Those in his status amongst the Christians have jeeps. So you say he should pay tax. Where will he get the money from? But for them, if they have 10 workers in the ministry, they have 10%. So for a government staff in a redeemed church earning 200,000 naira, the church must collect 20,000 naira from him every month. That is why they can do anything to get a job for their people. Because once he gets the job, it is from top. But we are not like that. So if you say mosques now, we should start paying tax. Where will we get the tax from? The Muslims in the community, did they not think about this? Where will we get the tax from? Where will we get the tax from? Zakat? How many pay zakawat? Not only that, how many are due for zakat? So, many times in trying to package Islam, we end up bringing negatives to it. Maybe those of our brothers, we know some of them. At least the chairman of the Muslim side is a friend. But I don't think they have done well in agreeing to that and proposing these kind of ideas to government. May Allah not make it become implemented. What is the Sunnatic? The reason why I made that dua is that in gatherings like this, Allah accepts dua. And it is something the mind really hates, these two things they have proposed. There are things like that in the past, and we made dua, Allah didn't make it to occur. Allah will not make this one become implemented. What is the Sunnatic supplication to be read between the two segments of khutbah on Friday? There is no dua, there is no zikr, there is nothing to be read. It's a period of silence and rest for the imam. The jilsa, the sitting between the two segments of khutbah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to rest. It's a time of rest. It's not a time of supplication. You see, the people, once the imam goes to sit down, they don't. That is not the time for supplication on Fridays. The time for supplication on Fridays, as it is contained in an authentic hadith reported by Imam al-Nasa'i, is from after Salatul Asr to Maghrib. The closer it is to Maghrib, the better. So if you want to target that prime time on the day of Jum'ah that supplications are rarely rejected, it is from Asr, between Asr and Maghrib. The closer it is to Salatul Maghrib, the better. Some of the ulama say remain in the masjid from after Salatul Asr till the time of Maghrib. So this is the correct thing, inshallah, about that time. But that the imam sits down or rests, and most of the imams now, you don't have chairs. The sunnah is that you should sit down, actually. Sitting down to rest between the khutbah. So the khutbah will have first and second segment. So there is no sunnah to do. What the people have been doing is something opposite of sunnah. What is the Islamic perspective on the way people take football today? Many of the people, We used to play football. The world played football. Now the world worships football. Coca-Cola came once about 5, 6, 7 years ago with eat football, drink football, is it not? Now they worship football. You see a Muslim and another Muslim who are enemies because one is a fan of Arsenal and the other one is a fan of Barcelona. True or false? Even brothers and sisters, a brother, a boy, it's in the news. A boy killed his sister. He was watching a football match. The girl said she wanted to watch a drama or soap opera or something. So she tuned the TV away from the channel. The boy went into the kitchen, got a pistol. You know the pistol? Or is it the mortar that it is called? The pistol. He came to the sitting room and splashed it on the head of the girl. It happened in Kogi. And in Lagos, less than 6 months ago, a boy in the barbing salon, they watched a football match and an argument ensued. The boy took out a knife and stabbed the other person to death. So why will two Muslims become enemies because of a football match? The football itself has become a deen. People worship it now. They love its people. Someone say, who do you like best? Say, Ronaldo. And when he says Ronaldo, look at the way he will say that Ronaldo. He will say it with love and delight. As if Ronaldo is in his front, and as if Ronaldo is in his heart, providing him food and drink. He will even, you know, he will feel it. It used to be Maradona. This should show us that these things are plays and pastimes. In Nigeria alone, people like Humphrey Adebo, where are they today? He's dead now. How did he end his life? When I was younger than this, I know somebody, Monday Sinclair. He lived a street away from our house, one street. Before I walk 500, I'll get to his house. He's very old now. The last thing I read about him was, he said Nigeria has abandoned them. They don't find something to eat because they are not coaches again now. That it is people like Trinity George, Alari George, people like Tari Bowers that he brought up, that sometimes when they find something, they send to them. So that is Balika Jazawu Zolim. So what end has that brought? Even the footballers themselves, what have they come up with? So today you come, people will shout your name, hey, tomorrow you are not. Where is Gary Littmanen? Where is he? They are not mentioned again. They are gone. Bullied. If he were not a coach, well, what would he have been doing? There are others. The Boa brothers. Where are they? They go. Clumet. Many. Littmanen. They are nowhere. So, may Allah protect us. Allah has replaced these things now with the names of Sahabas and our ulama. Those times were the times that people have not started watching it. Yes. Those times. People have not, it has not become pure water. May Allah protect us. So these things have now become love. They become things that take people away from the worship of Allah. So they should be abandoned. Ramadan is coming now. They are going to play a ball in it. And that's what they do every 4 years. The last one too was in Ramadan. They do it deliberately. Don't think that they made it mistaken. They know what they are doing. You bin Lagnas answer Billah. So many of the Muslims will be saying, Alhamdulillah, that it is occurring in Ramadan. So in situations like this, we rule that those things are prohibited. They are prohibited. They take the people away from Allah's religion. Even Salah. Matches that are played 2 a.m., people will stay awake to watch. And as soon as they finish at 4 a.m., they won't even make witness. They will sleep. By the time they wake up around 9:30, 10 in the morning, they would have left Salah to sleep. So apart from the fact that it has become a thing of enmity, bringing enmity amongst people, it has made the people to turn away from the servitude to Allah. Many people don't read Quran again now, but they watch football. Father and son will be shouting, SubhanAllah. May Allah protect us. So this matter is closer to becoming prohibited than any other thing, if it is not already prohibited. I know one of the scholars who wrote a book insisting that football is prohibited once it is done the way the people are doing it today. But somebody wants to exercise himself, okay. He dresses properly and he does not do that at the time, or he does not give his preference over things that are better than it. He wants to exercise himself, just like racing or arrow shooting or any form of way, any way of exercising yourself. Yes. But the way it is now, it is even leading to gambling now. People gamble on it now. They say they bet and all these other evils. So whatever has preponderance of evil takes the ruling of what the preponderance is has. So if the ruling of evil in it is overwhelming, and it is overwhelming, then we say that it is evil, it should be dropped. Alaykum salam. The women of Al-Jannah, are they also from the children of Adam? There are some like Hurun'in that are not from the children of Adam. And there are those that, like we, inshallah, they will also enter Al-Jannah like them. They are the ones that we mentioned the verse in Surah Al-Waqi'ah about them, that Allah says He will recreate them. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. These talk about Banu Adam. But those others, Hurun'in and others, Kamsali Lu'lu'il Maknun and others, these people are, or these creatures are from the people of Al-Jannah. Allah created them for Al-Jannah. Alaykum as-salam. About, yeah. Somebody that has a heart transplant, what is the question? Somebody memorized Quran and then had a heart disease and then he has a heart transplant. So the Quran he has memorized, where will it be? This question supposes that the heart is like a hard disk in a laptop. When you remove the hard disk here, so everything comes along with it. The stay of the Quran in the heart is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, "Bal huwa ayatun bayyinatun fi suduril ladina utul ilm." So this Quran is ayah, it's a miracle. So if you remove and change the heart, from it being a miracle is that you who made the effort, Allah will not deny you of your effort. He will retain it for you, bi-idhnillah. Although the ulama have fatawas that indicate that change of heart make change of behavior. Yes. Somebody has a PhD thesis on this subject. He referred to it, he said, أَحْكَامُ الْجِرَاحَ أَوْ جِرَاحِيَّ فِي شَرِيَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّ. He discussed these matters. What does change of heart do to the human body? What does it do to the new person? If you have the book, How to Rectify the Heart, I translated the book to English. It was published in Malaysia. So I changed the title. The title originally is Al-Ibadatul Qalbiya, the heart-related acts of worship. At the first chapter of it, the author was talking about these matters too. So if you have the book, you can make benefit. That how does these transplants, how does it affect the individual? They say that because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the heart control the person, إِذَا صَلَحَ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ and all that. That it means that if the heart is changed, the behavior of that person will change. He will start behaving like the other person who had the first heart. Nevertheless, because the Quran is a miracle, and the one who does work, Allah is not unfair to him, if he has memorized the Quran, the miracle of it being with him who made the effort of memorization, it will remain the Ibn Rabbi. I hope you receive your answer. Now, the look of Yusuf here and the heart of Ayyub. No, it means it's asking when the messenger said alayhi salatu wasalam that you will have the look of Yusuf alayhi salam before. For the people of Jahannam, some of their teeth will be like Mount Uhud. Their teeth, they will be huge. Some of their teeth, dentition, will be as huge as mountains. And they will look so ugly. Huge. So that the punishment can reach them very well. May Allah protect us. So while the people of Al-Jannah will look nice and handsome, they will look haggard. Even before going to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The brother is asking, if we all have the look of Yusuf, does it mean that we resemble ourselves? The look in terms of handsomeness. You can have 10 men, and in all the 10 of them, you say, this one is handsome, this one is handsome, this one is handsome, this one is handsome, and they are not look alike. So in terms of handsomeness, we'll all be looking handsome in the handsomeness of Yusuf. Not necessarily that if he has a long nose, you know, wide feet. Everybody will have in his own with variations, but all looking handsome and beautiful. Although we don't use beautiful for men. But I think I read something recently, somebody, a British, used the word beautiful referring to a man. Allahu Alam. Did Allah has left? Maybe this person intends to say, does Allah have a left hand? Allah has two hands, and the two of his hands are right. The ulama have explained this hadith, that the two of his hands are right, means that one is not weak and the other strong. Because our right hands are usually stronger, while the left hand is usually weaker. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are equal in their strength and in everything that they have. For us, we usually employ our right hand for things that we like, good. And we employ the left for things that we detest, evil. In the case of Allah, all the same. He does what he likes with what he wants. So it is from the aspect of his being different from us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of his hand has any defect in any form. He is filled up with perfection. And perfection ends with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has two hands, and his two hands are right. They are similar and equivalent. This person says, أَيُّ يَوْمٍ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ كما عرفنا أن الله خلق آدم يوم الجمعة لا أدري الآن لكن الجواب موجود في الحديث لكن أنا لا أدري بالضبط. The response to this is available in an authentic hadith, but I wouldn't remember the actual day now. The day Allah created Al-Jannah and Jahannam. They are mentioned in text, but as I'm seated, I don't know the actual date. Now, you say what? You say what? Now, what's the question? Is it permissible to be making general statements about people? For example, you say, in the north, they say Yorubas are cowards. What they mean is that Yorubas are not strong-minded people. They don't have strong hearts. Here we say, oh, Hausas, Yorubas think they are stupid. Things like this. He gave examples. We should stop making statements like that. Even in grammar, such statements are fallacies. Fallacious. Things that you say that contradicts the reality. How can you say the entire group of people are stupid? And from amongst them are Hufaz of Quran. Those who are very good at Arabic. Scholars. Many. They have more scholars than we have in our own land here, if we have. And yet you ascribe things like that. And here too, we have men, people that are very strong, brave. So it is wrong to be making these kind of hasty generalizations. I think that is the name of the fallacy. So it is wrong. Even the issues of kufur. You don't make kufur, yani, like one of the scholars will say, Sheikh Al-Albani, the Bab, you say, At-takfir bil-jumla. You don't say all Shias are kuffar. Don't say that. You don't say all and every Ahmadi is kafir. Don't say that. What you do is you talk about the idea and say those who have this idea are kuffar. Because not every Shi'i has the same aqidah and belief with the rest of the people. Some of them may have beliefs that does not take them out of Islam. So the ulama refer to it as a takfir bil jumla. You make takfir covering all the groups of people at the same time. We should avoid it. It is not a good way of dealing with people. And then it should be making you, when we meet people, you start thinking negative of them when they are positive people. That is not to say you should not be on your guard, especially regarding the example you gave. When you meet those people, be on your guard. Yes, be on your guard. He mentioned police. When you meet them, be on your guard. Beg Allah to protect you. Alex, and the last question, inshallah. The question is saying, we are telling us about Al-Jannah, what Allah says. He said, but in Hadith, it is said that in Al-Jannah, ma la aynu ra'at, what the eyes have never seen, is what we have, wa la uzmun sami'at, and no ear has heard. But now we are hearing now. So the like of it is what Allah said to us. So he says, Masalul Jannati, that illustration of Al-Jannah. The things we find in Al-Jannah certainly have greater degrees of delight and comfort than what I'm saying. But you know, a thing is understood when you describe something that is on the road to it, not like it, on the road to it. If somebody is traveling to Lagos, you say, okay, pass through Baga. If he gets to Baga, he will ask again, is it not? They say, just turn right and do what? Go straight. So he's on the way. So if he knows his way to Baga, most likely you are guiding him to Lagos. So if you can imagine this delight, this comfort, then you are on the way to getting closer to what exactly it is. But it is unimaginable. It is beyond our imagination. I was talking about five-star hotels. Sorry, how many of us have stayed in five-star hotels? But by mere description, we could imagine it. But that of Al-Jannah is beyond imagination. Beyond. Beyond imagination. But along that line. So even the one we can imagine is full of enjoyment. That one that we cannot imagine, how will it be? Maybe we'll be looking for another word beyond enjoyment. The same thing applies to the fire. The Jahannam has worse punishment, worse than it describes. May Allah protect us and make us from amongst the people of Al-Jannah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.